Now to some news just into us. SSE Airtricity has announced it's increasing energy prices for both electricity and gas customers from the 2nd of April. The changes will see a typical electricity customer's bill increase by 10.5% and a typical gas customer's bill rising by 8.4%. We can get more from our consumer affairs correspondent Angus Cox. Angus, those sound like hefty increases. What's the impact likely to be?
Well, Rachel, SSE Airtricity, it's the third largest supplier in the Irish market for both electricity and gas. 245,000 customers for electricity, 85,000 for gas, roughly. And from April, it's increasing its electricity unit rate by 12.75%, the gas unit rate by 10.5%. And as you say, that will give you a 10.5% typical rise for electricity prices. That will mean an additional 47 cent per day on the norm, on the average electricity bill. And that equates to just over 170 euro annually. For gas, it's roughly an 8.4% increase. That will add 31 cent per day onto your average bill, and that's roughly 114 euro in an annual increase then for gas. Dual fuel household bills, where you get both electricity and gas from SSE, that will rise by about 9.5% on average. The tariff change, though, won't impact customers on a fixed tariff. And interestingly, Rachel, these announced increases follow figures from the CSO last week that showed wholesale electricity prices rose by just over a fifth in January and were 67.7% higher than this time last year. But wholesale electricity prices, they're still more than 56% lower than where they were at the peak of the energy crisis that we saw in 2022.
What justification, Angus, is being given by SSE Airtricity then for the increases at the moment?
The company says these latest increases are in response to rises in external costs. That includes network charges or grid charges. The Commission for the Regulation of Utilities announced that grid charges would be going up this year, and this has now been passed on to customers. And they're also citing those wholesale energy costs that I just mentioned. And also defending the hikes, it says it's reduced its prices three times since 2022, took the decision to forego profit in 2023 instead of returning funds to customers. And the managing director of the company, Stephen Gallagher, said it's committed to working with and supporting customers, and increasing prices is a last resort. It says the company did work hard over the last few years to shield customers from volatile energy costs, but that those regulatory charges outside of its control and it can't absorb them anymore. And importantly, it says that any customers concerned about their energy costs or usage who are experiencing financial difficulty should contact the company directly to discuss them.
Angus, thank you.